Well, in what's a concerning glimpse at the problems confronting future generations comes this study from scientists in North America. They've found birds are disappearing at an alarming rate in the United States and Canada, with new data showing a population drop of one-third since 1970. Now, that's a loss of almost 3 billion birds. And scientists say people are to blame. Louise Creeley has this report.
They line our gardens, grasslands and forests. But scientists now say birds are disappearing from the skies at a frightening rate across the United States and Canada, as well as in our own backyard.
What we found was staggering. It was depressing.
Peter Marra is the director of the Georgetown Environment Initiative at Georgetown University and co-author of the study, which has been published in the journal Science.
There was a decline in over 29%. Of birds, 3 billion birds lost over those 50 years. Birds that make up some of the most common species that we see. Red-winged blackbirds, warblers, thrushes, eastern meadowlarks, a whole suite of species across diverse families. It was quite depressing.
Peter Marra says it's not just birds on the decline, it's happening with lots of other organisms too.
Birds are the quintessential ecosystem indicators. They are the canaries in the coal mine. When something's going wrong with birds, something's going wrong with the environment. It's just not healthy. And so in this study, because we've seen so many declines across so many different types of birds, from warblers to thrushes to even house sparrows, these non-native species in urban areas are declining. That's not a good sign. That's an indication that something is really wrong with the environment.
Scientists say people are to blame.
What we think is going on, we think the primary cause of most of these declines is habitat loss. One only needs to fly, you know, up in an airplane and look down at the landscape and see that humans have completely manipulated the landscape, whether it's around urban areas and housing, or it's the amount of land that we've converted to agriculture, both in the U.S., Canada, Central America, South America. We are changing the face of the earth in ways that, you know, animals that have evolved in these habitats can't respond.
Australian scientists say the situation for bird populations here is just as dire, if not even worse. Sean Dooley is from BirdLife Australia.
The work that BirdLife Australia has done has shown larger declines than that's shown up in this North American study for a number of species. We can't say definitively across the board that it's worse, but certainly for a lot of species, threatened species, but also some previously common species. For instance, the yellow-tailed black cockatoo, which most listeners in Eastern Australia would be familiar with, has declined by over 70% in the woodlands and forests of southeastern Australia in the last 30 or 40 years.
Sean Dooley says the really dry period we're currently in so soon after the millennium drought is having a particularly devastating impact on bird numbers in Australia.
Across the board, we're seeing bird numbers really starting to crash alarmingly. And unfortunately, it's a battle on many fronts. We have big groups of birds that are in trouble, like our seabirds, our migratory shorebirds, but also our water birds are really starting to struggle. And a lot of our woodland birds that are struggling because of the previous habitat clearance and the ongoing assaults on the remaining habitat that we still have for them.
Sean Dooley from BirdLife Australia and Louise Creeley with that report.